Hello?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got your email.
Okay.
But if I read this right, can they opt out of your sending email?
Pardon me?
Yeah, can they opt out of your sending email?
What do you mean by?
Okay, according to this email, they have a high-quality opt-in list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the ability to tell you through an opt-out option that they don't want your email?
When I said the email?
Yeah, when you send the email...
Yeah, when I said there is an option, if they don't want to get an email from me,
uh-huh.
They will respond to me and I take them from the list. I take them off from the list. There are five or six people who say they want to be taken off from the list and they have taken them off.
Uh-huh.
There is such an option. If they don't want, they will respond to me. They said, take me off, and I'll take them off from the list.
Okay, I'm gonna refer this to our general manager, and see what he says.
I already have talked to him. Is it?
No.
Okay, I already have talked to him. There are conspirators who strike me here, who simply complain on me to sabotage my campaign. Although I have the confirmation, I have the consent of the people from the email list. And when they don't want to be to get any more email, they tell me, they respond to me saying, take me off, and I do take them from the list off.
Yeah, but what you've done is you have taken someone else's list where they opted in, and you're sending out emails to people who did not opt in to receive your email.
No. They have consented. As you see, it in the that's the seller. The seller have written to me, stating that the people in the list have consented to get email from me. And I didn't take anybody's list. It's the seller's list that I purchased from. It's not anybody's.
Okay, we're going to have proof that they're opting in to receive your email, your specific email.
Well, here is the point. As long as they have consented to the seller to get email from such persons and affiliates, then I have the affidavit and I have the right. This is what in the email that I have sent to them.
Regardless whether or not they opted in to receive email from the seller, the person that you bought it from, there has to be something in there that says that they opted in to receive your specific email.
Yes.
That's the proof that we need from the person you bought the list from.
Yes. Did you see it in the email? It's the seller's email there.
Yeah, all that says is their database is the highest quality opt-in list.
No, it says you are correct. First, it says you are correct.
Right. But I can write that to you myself. Doesn't mean anything.
No, you could contact the seller if you want.
No, that's something you have to do. You have to get the seller of the list to prove to us that the people that's on the list opted in to receive mail from you.
Okay. Should they email you?
Have them call us.
Or is it in Hong Kong?
Have them call anyway. We got to have proof.
Well,
because we're getting too many complaints on your list.
No, they could email you. I said that email.
No, that's not good enough. An email can be written by anybody.
How could I ask somebody from Hong Kong to coordinate this?
That's not our problem. That's your problem.
Well, it has to be fair to me as well. I'm your customer.
We are being fair.
So how did it give you so...
I've closed your account out. All we've done is suspended it until you can prove to us.
I proved it with my evidence. I have. I got from the seller. You could also...
This email we got from you means absolutely nothing.
Why not? It's two emails. It's not one email only.
Well, that's not good enough.
Two emails. In the second also it says the consent of the people to receive email from you cannot be invalidated by any.
Like I said, until you can physically prove to us that your email was on their consent.
Yes.
Well, you have to prove it to us. This email doesn't mean a thing.
Maybe you didn't read it all.
You're going to have to contact the people in Hong Kong and work this out, and then get the results back to us.
Well, accept their email. Let them email you with their signature.
Anyone can write an email. That means absolutely nothing. We have to have proof. We have other customers that send out bulk email, and they have proved to us.
How did they prove you?
The opt-in form specifically had their name on it. It wasn't something that they bought from someone else.
Maybe they might have connected a drum service.
What?
Maybe they might have connected a drum service from the website.
Well, until you can work this out and get proof to us that people have opted in to receive your email, there is nothing we can do.
There is my name there, in the email address. Did you see it?
I've got the email right in front of me, and like I said, an email means absolutely nothing. All that means is someone physically typed in some words and sent it to us. That is not proof. I can send you an email saying that I was 10 years old, and that doesn't mean a thing.
Well, this is the business itself. There is their signature also as well.
Fine.
This is the point why I said it's credible.
My suggestion is to go to another service provider. We don't really want your business if you can't prove to us beyond the shadow of a doubt that these people opted in to receive your email.
No, I would prove you, but what I want to do is, I could. Okay, here is the point. I'll email the seller and we'll give you your phone number to call you.
Not us. Talk to Hong Kong, get the proof, call us back.
This is what I mean.
Bye. I will.